Another exclusive from the Hustlers Lounge.
Hustlers Lounge TV. Goddamn, I'm fucking with you. And goddamn, we gonna goddamn keep this shit goddamn going. Hopefully we can goddamn link up on some shit. You know what I'm saying? Make some shit goddamn pop off in that bitch.
Cause you know it ain't shit to make the ends meet. Hustling ain't no sin. Let's pretend it's on what can to me. Never slop it, no, I got you. I will pop it if that gotta be the topic on your rider.
If you need a rider.
Start out with my name, Tel Blue Hotel. I got that name for joining the ancient Egyptian order. And we're basically learning about the our culture, our true culture, and being taught by our way of life or whatever. So I was given that name, and it means he that revolves around peace has a peaceful spirit. And so when I'm dealing with people on a knowledge level, we building or whatever, I try to stay open-minded, you know what I'm talking about, because don't nobody know everything, you know what I'm talking about. You never know, you can learn from anybody. And so I stay open-minded. And when I'm dealing with people, you know, we build, and what if you could really learn from somebody if you open-minded. You know, if you got two closed-minded motherfuckers trying to goddamn talk to each other, whatever, can't nobody, you can't get nothing, you know, to each other.
Yeah.
But if y'all both open-minded, y'all can deal and y'all can goddamn reach different levels. So I was like, if I'm gonna deal in the business, we ain't gonna have one set, we ain't gonna have one mindset, we gonna have an open mind. So I was like, I'm gonna name my business Open-Minded Visuals or Open-Minded Photography. So what that basically saying is that we ain't just gonna be limited to doing this right here. We gonna be open to doing this right here too. We gonna do a little bit over this right here too as well. So you just gonna get a goddamn wide variety when you're dealing with open mind.
Hey, what's up, bro? Yeah, man. So when I check y'all, bro, for us on the music video tip, man, when I first seen you, you had shot that nag on No Cable for Allegheny. And I was like, bro, that shit went out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? How that came about, bro?
Bro, I had been fucking with Trap for a minute. I know his brother Squirt, rest in peace, Squirt. We went to school together or whatever. I got there, had been fucking with Trap. After that, that damn Money Low video with my cousin, I ended up shooting a video for Trap. They all been in state. Oh, forgot the name of them, so it's been a minute. I've shot so many videos. But anyway, we had to shot like four videos before we shot that No Cable. And bro had to hit me up with like, bro, I got something I want you to shoot for me or whatever. And he let me hear the song. And I was like, oh yeah, this bitch right here, Brian. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So I already knew if you got a hard song, the video, and you ain't got to do too much to video because the song, you know, to my AV hard, they gonna, people gonna already like it anyway. So that's how that No Cable was. The song already hard, so you know, so everything else just fall into place when it's a lot easier like that. When you got a song that's just basic and it hard to feel or whatever, it hard to put visuals to the song like that. Right now. So No Cable just goddamn, just that goddamn thing. You just, it ain't gonna take much too, you know,
yeah.
That bitch. My number one view video or whatever so far right now, and that big goddamn bit what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, man.